Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you so much. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. I thought he was on the phone and he goes, "It's Dallas," and the whole room explodes.
Yeah, he did say it's Dallas.
Let me hear it again.
Go, go. Thank you so much. All right. Yeah.
Did you hear "It's Dallas" in your headphones?
Yeah, is that not what was said in the background? It's Dallas. And they
No, he's saying it. He's on the phone.
Yeah, no, I have the clip right here.
Okay. This is on Instagram, Dallas Cowboys, all that.
Yeah, Twitter.
Okay.
Maybe I got the wrong one.
It's the Cowboys draft pick, right?
Yeah, this is Guyton.
Okay. You know what? This is a Wheels Off Friday anyway. No, everyone's on no sleep. There's not going to be any call-outs. But because it's going to be Wheels Off, I'm just going to go ahead and play it off my phone. I'm going to play it on my phone.
Oh, my God, this is great.
And see if this comes across better, and maybe PayPay will end up being correct. Okay, here we go. This is Tyler Guyton. People were doing that last night as well, pluckers. Okay, here we go. Let's see if this plays over the mic. I doubt it. How did you not get that?
So I must have grabbed the wrong one then.
What wrong one? The wrong player?
No, it's Guyton. It's Guyton on there. It's just someone in the background said, "It's Dallas," and they all cheered. That's what I took it
for. Yeah, AJ Guyton.
You got AJ Guyton.
All right. Good morning, Metroplex. 6 a.m. club with you as the Cowboys have their new player. Bobby, you loved what they did.
I did. This is, to me, I was completely comfortable losing Guyton and Barton if you traded down. I was completely losing every player that you had in mind. You wanted four different guys. You lost all four, I'm fine with it, to be honest.
Really?
Because you need to move down, you need capital. Yep. This team's not spending, and you have to replenish this roster somehow. If you want to be even remotely competitive, you need four or five picks in the first 100.
And yeah, so, but you want to move down for someone that you've honed in on. You don't want to do all this work and then say, "We like these four," and then get your fifth.
Sure, but they clearly at this point, they said, "We don't have any first-round grades left." I don't believe Tyler Guyton was a first-round grade for them. I believe he was a second.
Steven said they had 15 first-round grades, and they all got drafted.
So they were talking about a high second-round pick.
Yeah.
So if you tell me I can
You're tiered at that point, and they're like, okay.
If you told me I can have a high second-round pick and two third-round graded players, for instance, or you tell me I can move back, miss that person, get four different draft picks, and then all of a sudden I'm looking at having three second-round picks and a third in terms of the players I've graded, that to me, even if it's not a high second-round pick, the discrepancy between high second-round pick and three mid-second-round picks to me is not enough of one to pitch a fit over. That's what I couldn't understand last night about. I sat here and told you guys I wanted Barton. But, yeah. Like, to me, it was like, I want capital more. Like, I want to be able, and if they were comfortable enough, the way that they evaluate offensive line historically, if they were comfortable enough to say, "We'll walk away from Graham Barton because we want the picks more," then you don't love him enough to tell me that, well, we just can't trade out of this.
Right.
I don't think they would have traded out of this. If Troy Fitanu didn't get drafted by Pittsburgh at 20, if he would have been there, I don't think they trade. That's a guy they have. I think that was somebody they had a first round grade on. And so that was one that I think was tough for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, the process, their plan of like trading down, and I think what happened, I think we're all kind of looking at it the same way. They had hit a tier where they're like, all right, there's a bunch of guys in this tier of player. It may not be individually ranked the way we were wanting it to, but if we drop down a player or two, they're on the same tier. We're just like, we're circumcised and mosquitoes, as Jerry would say. So let's pick up the extra top 100 pick and let's just take another player. And it's just another dart, and it's the same size dart, and the weight of the dart's the same. And if he hits, he hits. If he doesn't, look, we still could go to sleep tomorrow knowing that we did the right thing.
Yeah, even if they lost him, I would have been fine with it. But they
There was corners on the board. They could have taken one of them.
Yeah, they didn't lose him, and they would have taken him at 24. Like they would have been comfortable taking it if they wouldn't have been able to bail out. And I think they would have probably leaned Barton over Guyton if they were sitting there and both picks were there. But it's close enough that if Barton hadn't been there, they would have taken – I think they absolutely would have taken it. And I'll tell you what, I think Mike Solari, even if Barton is on the board, is probably pounding the table and saying, give me the tackle, not the center. Because I think he believes Brock Hoffman can start right now. And so he views it as redundant. And so
– you had texted us early on in the night that – the sense you're getting is trade down.
We had heard walking in there last night, 80% chance they were trading down.
Oh, wow.
So they were looking for it. They were looking for it, and that's honestly what you need to do. If you're telling me you can't sign anybody, you're literally telling me that, believe it or not, you're literally telling me you are so handcuffed that you can't sign players to $3 million contracts. Okay, well, then I need all the cheap, like, good talent I can find. If you want the scouting staff to pull a rabbit out of their head, Jason Witten style, if you want them to do that, then you need to give them enough capital to where they can do it for you.
This could be deliriousness from the entire week. Something about Detroit got involved, had a better offer, but they got involved too late. Am I misremembering that?
Detroit did make the trade with them.
Detroit made the trade. Okay.
Yeah, Detroit overpaid.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
If
you look at the trade value chart, or like a high fourth, but I mean, obviously Detroit doesn't have that. But I mean,
they give them a high third.
Jumping up, it was like a mid third. Yeah, so if you jump up five spots for a mid third back into the first round, I was completely fine if they wanted to trade again. They were on the phone working the phones for a trade at 29 too, but they ultimately said no. We'll stand in here and pick because they didn't get the right value for it. But no, that was. It's great value for it. You're now picking four times in the top 100. Losing that fourth round pick doesn't sting nearly as bad. Still would probably rather have a fourth round pick than Trey Lance at this point. But they are in a position to at least replenish the talent pool a little bit now. And there was a concern that they didn't have enough darts, like you said, to be able to do that.
Tell us about the player.
So he is, I mean, if you want to talk about like built in a lab, like the way somebody looks like, you know, build me the most freakish looking tackle you can, it would look like Tyler Guyton. He is incredibly raw. Like, there's still a lot of times where you watch him and you're just like, he's still figuring out how to use his length. He's still figuring out how to use his hands. But man, he is great instincts, mauler mentality. It is honestly, it's very similar to where Tyler Smith was at when they picked him. And I'll even go further and say Tyler Smith, I don't think was as far along in the process as Guyton is right now. So Guyton is more advanced than Tyler Smith was when they picked him. I still would be interested.
Is this an instant starter?
No, and see, I loved last night. People were blowing up my Twitter mentions late last night as I was going to bed. People saying, ooh, hot mic. Heard you on the hot mic there at the end of the draft. It's like, that was going to be the first line in my prep email was, I don't know. I'm going to be interested to see if Guyton starts year one. To me, Tyler Smith does not start in 2022 unless Tyron Smith gets hurt. I mean, do you remember we were all talking about why in the world is Connor McGovern getting all the snaps at guard? I thought they wanted Tyler Smith to get these snaps. Mm-hmm. Why is he not immediately plug and play? And he was only plug and play once they lost Tyron,
right?
Because they didn't want to put all that trust in a rookie right away. And so I wonder, with a guy who's raw, even if he's more advanced than I think Tyler Smith was coming out of school, with a guy who's raw, do you want to put your jobs on the line in the hands of a rookie right away? I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl player at tackle. It's just he might take a little bit of time. So I don't know that he's going to be plug and play necessarily, but he doesn't have to be, in my opinion.
All right, let me go 0-2 this morning with my memory. Was this the one Wolchuk was saying yesterday in the preview that he was not high on?
He is not as high on Guyton.
Least want?
Out of the trio we were talking about of like Fatanu, Barton, Guyton, he was not as high on Guyton. But Brian really likes Guyton. I really like Guyton. Guyton, I mean, I had him when I was driving in and I heard you say where Dane had, I had him the exact same spot Dane did. He was player 24 for me. So, I mean, that was right where you were picking. He made sense. There's a lot of people who rave about him. He comes on, he immediately drops an F-bomb on Zach Wolchuk when we're interviewing him after the pick. But that's a guy who is all the tools, all the traits. They have shown consistently. You look over the last couple of years and you think, who are the traits guys that they've picked? Like, who are the guys who it's like, well, the upside's there. How much of a true football player are they? And you think back and you go, okay, Tyler Smith, Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, like they've hit on the guys who they know that they've got a pretty good track record of figuring out which guys have the capacity to put it together and which guys don't. And so Guyton, to me, I felt good about his ability to put it together. Now I feel great about his ability to put it together, knowing that the scouting staff that works on him and evaluates him and sees what the work ethic is and how he takes coaching, that they evaluated and said, yes, we will spend a first-round pick on this.
One of the benefits of being the Dallas Cowboys radio network and the home of America's team is we get the secret audio first, and we get the first interview. In the 13, 14 years we've been doing this,
yep,
we always get those draft picks on the line first. So here is your brand new offensive lineman, his first radio interview in DFW with our team, Zach Wolchuk, Bobby, and the others, Bobby and everybody, last night.
Tyler, welcome to the Dallas Cowboys, man. How you feeling after getting that call from Jerry?
I'm ecstatic, bro. I couldn't be more happy. This is my hometown team. This is the best team for me my whole entire life. I couldn't have wrote it any better way, man.
Well, how much interaction did you have there with the Cowboys? Did you have a feeling maybe you would end up playing with the star on your helmet?
I was dreaming about it, man. I saw it, and it kind of was happening, and I was meeting with them at the Senior Bowl and the Combine, and I didn't go on a 30 visit because they already knew me. I was talking to the O-line coach a bunch of my pro day. I kind of had a feeling that I might go to Dallas. I just didn't know who would take me before, but I'm so glad it was Dallas, bro.
Man, we're excited to have you. Of course, the Cowboys have a great history of taking first-round linemen. We're hoping you fall right in line with that. For Cowboy fans that maybe aren't familiar with your game, how would you describe what they're getting with Tyler Guyton now?
You're getting a player that really loves football and loves to compete and loves the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll do anything for this star on my helmet now. I can't even put into words how appreciative I am of the Dallas Cowboys drafting me and the fans welcoming me with open arms. I'm going to do everything in my power to make this team better.
Tyler, walk me through the scene at your home there in Austin. Were y'all kind of sitting on pins and needles, hoping it would be Dallas? And then whenever you got the call, what was that moment like?
Man, we were sitting on pins and needles for sure. Dallas was the dream. Dallas was the dream, but we didn't know who else was going to pick. But we were ecstatic when we heard that phone call.
Yeah.
It was like a dream come true.
Yeah, what's the story with your dad? Everybody was talking about your dad. Your dad a huge Cowboys fan too? What was the story?
My dad is a diehard Cowboys fan. Aww. He made me a Cowboys fan as soon as I was born.
Man, that is awesome. Tyler,
we're so excited.
Man, we really, really are excited to have you here as a Dallas Cowboy. What do you think the first order of business will be for you once you get here when you talk to Coach Mike Solari?
Getting down to the playbook, man. I want to get down and dirty. I want to put some work in. This is what it's for. You know, getting drafted is amazing, but it's time to get to it.
What type of kid is he supposed to be, Bobby?
Oh, he's supposed to be like the same sort of stuff we heard about Tyler Smith, where it's like, oh, this is a hard worker, very charismatic kid, takes to coaching well, takes to instruction well. Those are the kind of things you can't know without being, you know, hands-on and working those areas and being on top of those players. That was what the Vikings got wrong on Laquon Treadwell years ago. Laquon Treadwell was one of the highest graded players. He got there and he literally couldn't learn their playbook. And it was not something more complex than just the NFL. Minnesota got there and was like, we missed on the evaluation of how he was going to be able to take to teaching and coaching and things like that. That's why it's important to have like really good scouts who are on top of knowing who these players are and how teachable they are. And that's everything you hear about Guyton, is that he's willing, quick learner, and is completely committed to getting better.
Let's talk about everything else that happened last night during round one of the NFL draft. What happened in the NFC East? And what the hell are the Atlanta Falcons doing? That's next on Sean and RJ.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.